Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Of course, it's Dominic Cortez. And yes, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, along with our plumber, Todd Schmeagle. Good morning, Toto.
Hey, good morning, Dominic. Always good to be with you.
Absolutely. We look forward to your visits and lots to talk about. Last week, we had a caller who had a sewer tree root infestation into her sewer line. And the determination of how exactly to diagnose what the problem is was the essence of the question. Is it just the tree, or is it the degradation of the sewer line as well that she needed to be aware of? And you have a tip of what to look for when you're cleaning out a sewer line.
Yeah, let's talk about, like, how do the roots get into a sewer? You think you have this nice solid pipe from your house going out to the town main or the city main. But the truth is, years ago when they did sewer work, it was clay tile pipe, typically 6-inch clay tile pipe, and they're either 2-foot or 5-foot sections. So every 5 feet, you would have a joint. And those mm-hmm. joints are made up of a substance called oakum and cement, and mm-hmm. they were put together that way. So if they were bedded correctly, installed correctly, everything was great. The sewer never shifted, it didn't move. But if the sewer did shift a little bit and the joint opened up a little bit of moisture came out, and guess what tree roots look for? Moisture.
Yeah, exactly.
So they found their way over to the sewer. They found their way into the sewer via that crack joint. And, of course, they're going to grow because you got all the moisture inside there. So that's how they got in there. Now, how do you get rid of them? Well, cleaning the sewer with a traditional sewer cable can definitely work, or even jetters work as well. And more than likely, if you're able to clean the roots out by repeated cleaning the sewer with a cable with the proper cutter, you're going to get the sewer open, but they're going to continue to grow. Now, the question I guess you're asking me before the show and even now is, how do you know if this sewer is still intact?
Right.
So that question can be answered if a cable or the jetter comes back with mud on the cable or the jetter hose itself, then you know that cable or jetter hose went somewhere where it shouldn't, meaning outside the sewer, it's cracked, mm-hmm. shifted to the mm-hmm. point where it mm-hmm. needs to be
Makes
dug.
Makes sense.
So
you'd probably see a pooling of water if that were the case, too, wouldn't you?
Well, the sewer's so deep, so typically,
no.
I mean, it would take an extreme amount for mm-hmm. that. You know, some sewers are more shallow because if you don't have basements in houses, maybe the sewer's only 3 or 4 feet
How long would you expect a clay sewer line to last, for God's sake?
If they're put in correctly, 100 years.
Wow, really?
You know, I mean, they're not going to rot. Think about it. Clay tile is not going to rot. Cast mm-hmm. iron is going to rot. But clay tile won't. But it's all how well they were put together mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. And then the ground shifting, too. Even if it was put together well, if the ground shifts enough, it's going to happen. So, you know, getting rid of the tree was also a question you had. Mm-hmm. That'll help. But the tree roots continue to grow.
Right.
Know, 3, 4, 5 years. I'm not quite sure exactly how long.
Right.
They're going
to grow. All right. Well, so if you have a sewer problem, we could talk about that. Another topic that wanted to air is the debate between tankless hot water heaters and tank hot water heaters. Do you have a preference?
Well, my criteria for that is the fact of who's in the house. How many times do you need back-to-back showers? Because tankless heaters are fantastic
right.
for back-to-back showers. You can't go wrong with them. They cost more to put in, and a traditional hot water heater is probably one of the oldest technologies out there, and it's questionable, you know, how good they are as far as efficiency, and the answer is they're not that efficient at all. But for a cost-effective solution for hot water, putting a standard tank in is fine, provide that you don't have back-to-back continuous showers.
That's a really good separating factor unto itself, is if you need continuous hot water flow, well, you're not going to get that with a tank.
Correct. And in a tankless, you're always going to. Like I said, the downside of a traditional tank is just that, but there's the cost difference, too. You know, what's your pocketbook have, too? And you want to get a good on-demand hot water heater, because you can get the cheap ones for the, you know, and the difference is rate of rise and gallons per minute. And what do I mean by that? Gallons per minute, how much do you need to power up that shower and potentially a dishwasher or something else that's running? And rate of rise is very important in Buffalo, because right now our incoming water temperature from the city mains or town mains, whatever, is probably 60 or 70 degrees, and that's great. But when the incoming water in February is 40 degrees and you're trying to bring it up, so you need a tank that can, or a product that can raise that to the temperature you want it.
The other thing to consider is the distance that the tankless unit is from where your plumbing fixtures are and the time it takes from it to get from one point A to point B.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the same even with a tank, too.
Right.
You know, hot water recirculating is a great solution, but it's hard to install a lot of times in existing houses. You do have some aftermarket pumps that work well that can do that. You know, I encourage anyone building a house now to, you know, take the extra time to put a recirculating line in.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call this Saturday morning if you have a plumbing issue for our plumber, Todd Schmiegel. 803-0930. Outside the 716-1-800-616-WBEN, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating at the same call-in number, 803-0930. By the way, unfortunately, the September 18th and October 2nd classes for our cooking school are, sold out. The next class available is November 6th, where we're making pasta right in our kitchen, ravioli, cannelloni, manicotti, all being made fresh for you. By the way, that's November 6th. We are revamping the whole model of our cooking school. We're going to be going to two nights and restricting the class to smaller numbers and adding in an element of hands-on cooking as well as part of the experience, and more information on that in the new year. As we get ready to line that up for you, we'll be listing all of that for you on our website and, of course, here on air. But in the meantime, the next class available, September 18th, the sauce class is sold out. Cheese making, October 2nd, sold out. November the 6th, pasta fresca. And December the 4th, where we travel to Abruzzi. Check all of these classes out and our new lineup coming soon at Cortese.net. And everything, of course, we do is on our website. And better than that, stop in and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We're 2 miles east of Transit Road on the north side of Main Street. Love to be able to have you conduct or see a tour of our facilities on Main Street. Anytime you'd like to come by. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM. As Buffalo as the Skyway.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today is Santo Tomasine from the Kenton branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. Relationships do matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. I like to ask everyone, are you unhappy with your current bank and their unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything, including helping you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We are open until noon today, so please stop in and call us at 716-898-2010. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Why shop at Town & Country Furniture? You have to pass a lot of furniture stores to come to the Village of Hamburg, yet people come from all over Western New York and even out of state. When you meet the owner, Roger Hancock, you'll understand why he only sells furniture made and manufactured in America, not disposable-grade furniture you get at a big box store. Roger is a recliner and lift chair expert. Sometimes life requires a lift chair, and with Town & Country's large inventory, Roger can get you in the proper chair for your situation and deliver it for free. Yes, at Town & Country, delivery is free and veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture, 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable again. When you put it all together, Town & Country should be your only choice for furniture.
This is Roger Hancock and I approve this message.
Fall in Western New York is a beautiful time. But let's face it, brutal winter weather is just around the corner. One of the most important things you can do to prepare is to have the factory-trained experts at ABC Hardware help you select the new Briggs & Stratton natural gas backup generator or service the one that you have. ABC Hardware has been selling, installing, and repairing natural gas generators for over 30 years. They are the recognized leaders in natural gas generators and will help you have peace of mind knowing that you'll have a standby natural gas generator ready for action the moment the power goes out. Don't let your family suffer during outages this winter. Call the experts at ABC Hardware and save $500 on a new Briggs & Stratton natural gas generator or for complete maintenance to ensure that your existing generator is in tip-top condition. ABC Hardware, the area's natural gas generators, has most models available right now. And remember, your best energy value is natural gas because you'll never run out. For a free generator estimate, sales, or service, call ABC Hardware at 803-7000.
Hey, it's Bowerly. This time of the year, most of us are enjoying the beauty of the trees in our yard. But if you're not, it might be because you've got a dangerous tree or limb that needs to go away. For prompt service, call AJ's Tree Service and get your problem trees taken care of quickly. This year, AJ's is celebrating 20 years in the tree removal business, so you know you're going to get excellent service from a reputable company. Don't wait. For tree removal and tree pruning, AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282, AJ's Tree Service, from tree to shining tree.
This is Garrett Mayer. In 1852, my family opened the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill in West Seneca.
We still squeeze fresh, crisp apples using traditional cheesecloth presses to make our legendary cider. After they're pressed, we flash pasteurize the cider so we never need preservatives. Pure, natural, and so refreshing. With each new variety harvested, the flavor of our cider is ever-changing. So visit us often throughout the fall season.
Stroll into the Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery. The aroma of fresh baked pies is in the air. We welcome all of Western New York to taste our incredible donuts and gourmet delicacies.
Check out MayerBrothers.com. You can share Mayer Brothers with family and friends. Place your orders online, even for cider and donuts, then have them delivered anywhere in the United States.
We're at the corner of Seneca Creek and Transit Roads in West Seneca. Taste the difference. Fresh is best at our historic Mayer Brothers Cider Mill and Bakery.
Big news for you folks. The Gorilla Floor has been upgraded. Yep, every Gorilla Floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. What's a vapor barrier? Well, it's a barrier that prevents the moisture from permeating up and affecting the lamination of your epoxy floor. Only Gorilla is offering you a 15-year warranty with a vapor barrier. It's quite impressive. They are quite impressive as well. They grind your floor down, they take their time, they do it right, and they apply a wonderful, easy-to-care-for epoxy floor like I have at home. Garage doors, garage organization, and epoxy floors, all available from Gorilla Garage Gear. Call them, 715-6927. That's 715-6927 in the 716. And, of course, online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Oh, yeah. 1020 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez with you. Our plumber, Todd Schmiegel, in studio taking your plumbing questions at 803-0930. Of course, anything around the house that needs my attention as well, give us a call this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930. We start in Glenwood. And Larry, we're at your house.
Yes. I talked to you a couple weeks ago, and we didn't have enough time. But it's a new house, 2 years old, has Anderson 400 series windows in there.
Okay.
And we have condensate in the wintertime. And you mentioned air circulation.
Right.
Do you think the Anderson storm windows would also help with
no,
that?
No. Nothing is going to help you other than changing the interior air to reduce the amount of moisture that exists inside the house. The house is too tight. When you have condensation on the inner layer of glass, it's an indication of improper moisture evacuation. So you're entrapping moisture. So you need to bring in some fresh air, make sure you're running your bath fans, make sure they're vented to the outside, make sure you run your kitchen fan, make sure it's vented to the outside. It's all an issue of entrapment of moisture.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that. That saves me quite a few dollars then.
Yeah.
I was going to buy storm windows for that.
No, yeah, that'll help with heat loss, but it's not going to help with this condensation issue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Larry. Larry's line now available for you here on our show this Saturday morning. Give us a call, 803-0930, as we travel next to Batavia and say hello to Ray. Good morning, Ray. You're next.
Hey, good morning. You know, I did use Gorilla Garage, and they were very good to me. I'm very happy with them.
That's great. Glad to hear.
Your second, you know, listen to your show, your topic about sewer lines. Even with new modern homes, they don't put the sewer lines in and install them, I don't think, properly, because they just backfill the material on top of the deep sewer line with one lift, and it all settles out.
This is true. We see a lot of settlement. You know, usually you'll see settlement at the sewer line. You'll see settlement all the way around the perimeter of the house, too, because of improper loading. You're right.
Yeah. But my question is about kitchen sinks, grease, gunk, building up in a sewer line. You know, like, this is the season for fresh tomatoes and cucumbers, and you have great olive oil on your salad. What happens to all that grease, and where should you put it? That's my problem.
It's a great question.
Well, I'm not sure what you should do with the grease. I know you shouldn't pour it down the sewer.
That's
you
right.
Know? If you do, you know,
it's
I'm so easy to do, though. I'm guilty of that a little bit myself. You know,
Tell them your trick, what you do every week or so.
Yeah. What I do, I cook for my wife every Sunday morning, and that's all she allows me to cook. But regardless of that, the fact that when I do pour incidental grease down the sewer is one, I definitely offset it with some palm olive, you know, some kitchen detergent, which is going to break it down. But also, I run a garbage disposal every week with a full sink load of water. So it just pushes everything down, cold water, fill it up, run the disposal, and that seems to help. I even have any plugged up lines. Now, you're talking of a newer house, Ray, so I'm assuming it's PVC piping. Is that correct?
It's PVC pipe. It's a 30-year-old house.
30-year-old house. Okay, I mean, it's probably still PVC. And PVC can clog, but it's far harder to clog than the traditional galvanized or even copper. So, you know, if you are going to put incidental grease down, try to offset it with some type of detergent to break it up before you run it down. Just don't pour your bacon grease down the sink and walk away. That'll be a problem.
Thanks for the call, Ray. What's your opinion of garbage disposals in general?
Well, I like talking about garbage disposals. I have my determination of the best garbage disposal, I call it Mafia approved. And why is that? Because you want a garbage disposal that has a high horsepower so it can, you know, clear things out. If you get the inexpensive Badgers, which are a third horsepower, they make a lot of noise, I'll tell you that, but they don't do a heck of a lot. So get a good 3/4 or 1 horsepower Mafia approved. It doesn't say that on the box. At least I don't think it does. And
what does that mean?
Mafia? You know, where the Mafia chews up the bones?
Oh, gosh.
All right.
That went over my head,
yeah.
Todd.
All right. Good, good, good. But anyway, so you want something with a good beefy motor to do its job and use a lot of water with it. Just run a lot of water.
Because you're saying that to pulverize really is the essence of a good garbage disposal.
Yeah. No, they will plug up from time to time and are easy to clean up. Not clean, but to correct it yourself. They come with a key that can go on the bottom. It's an Allen wrench key. You put it in there. If it ever does get jammed, you work it back and forth, and it usually clears up the problem. Not to mention the reset button, too. If anyone's familiar with it, there's a little reset button on the bottom.
To Wheatfield we go. Mike, good morning. You're next.
Good morning. About 2 months ago, I had plumbing work in one of the bathrooms. You know, they installed water pipes. And recently, I notice in my kitchen filter, I changed the water filter. There's a screen and has little blue crystals. Now, are those calcium deposits, or is that part of the plumbing dope for sealer that the plumbers use?
Well, if it was some type of sealant, it should have cleared away, you know, after a day or two or three of use. Calcium generally like a whiter color. I've never seen blue before. Do you have municipal water or a well?
Municipal water.
Yeah.
But I have with two bathrooms. And the other bathroom, I took the screen off too, and it was in there too, but but maybe somehow when they seal the pipes, there's some kind of blue material.
Yeah, blue Teflon is typical, and but it generally is not a lot. You might get a little bit of incidental use, and after that, it should go away. So, Dom, you have anything with that? Because I know I don't.
No, I think you're on the money there. I don't see any real big deal
there. So next time, I should probably check it another couple months, and if it's not there, not worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Thanks for the call. Texter writes, he'd like to be involved in building a pit inside my existing two-car garage with the concrete floor. Doesn't have to be full height, just crouching height, maybe 4 feet with a ladder. I'm thinking of having a drainage down there as well. I think you're going to find that the issue really is going to be two things. One is the height of the drain. Is it going to be a positive pitch to where it needs to drain to? And secondly, the most towns are going to require oil separation for any kind of garage floor drain, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You cannot just run your garage drains to a typical downspout gutter system anymore because there is a potential for a car leak, oil, gas, or whatever, and they don't want that into the creek. So, yes.
Which brings up the related topic of, you know, the same kind of argument that we talked about with sewer clogging from tree roots could happen with your exterior conductor drainage as well.
Yeah, and we're talking a moment ago about proper backfilling of a hole, and I do see this all too often. Newer houses, when they put your conductors in, which take your downspout water and your sump pump water away from the house, they strap them to the side of the house. And they do strap them well, but unfortunately, when they backfill, sometimes the strapping breaks or it doesn't compact well, and those start to
settle.
Yeah, and they have low spots in them.
Right.
And they can break, too. I've seen that many times.
Well, it is PVC, even though it's more rigid, but still, it for sure. Mm-hmm. And this is why you see now, typically in new home construction, they don't want to wait to place the condenser, so they bolt the condenser to the house.
Correct, yeah. And that's a good thing because it keeps it nice and level. But unfortunately, sometimes you can get some resonating back into the house, a little vibration, a little noise associated with that too.
Now, the city of Buffalo has one sewer.
Correct, combination sewer where your sanitary and storm waste all go together. Now, over the years, it changed a little bit. It's still one sewer, but years ago, everything would tie in right in the house. Now, when you build a house in the city or a commercial building, you have two sewers going out, a storm and a sanitary, but they still join together at just before the street. And the benefit to that is if your sanitary sewers plug up, your stormwater at least can bypass the plugged sanitary sewer and go out to the city.
Not every town has storm sewer lines, though.
Well, most of the outskirts do, but when you go farther out than that, they don't. But the storm sewers are a benefit. They're great to have that because you can get rid of your gutter water, your yard water, your sump pump water.
Which brings up the point of that. So if you do not have easy access to a storm line, where do you go with conductor drainage lines?
Well, other places like Clarence, for instance, where they don't have storms everywhere, they'll allow a dry well. So if you have enough property, you can dig towards your backyard, side yard, as long as your water stays on your property. And a dry well is nothing more than a pit, maybe 3x3 or 5x5, filled with crushed stone, and the water can dissipate from there.
It's so important to pay attention to the perimeter drainage around your house because this could lead to a lot of moisture issues in your basement. It could lead to water infiltration from poor drainage.
Yeah, my theory is don't allow that outside water to come into your basement just to pump it out again. So if you can keep the water outside, don't let it come in. You know, don't let your pump do more work than it has to in a basement.
Which brings up the whole topic of sump pumps, and that's a show unto itself. Sump pumps are, you know, a important appliance in our home. Often, kind of an out of sight, out of mind appliance. You don't really realize that it's not working until it breaks.
Yeah.
So, do you recommend routine maintenance of a sump pump?
You can visually inspect it yourself. Make sure. I had a call just the other day where a ball fell into the sump pump, and guess what? I pulled it out, and everything's working great again. So, you know, make sure there's a cover on it. By code and definition, there should be a locking cover, not a padlock, but something that can be placed on top that's bolted there, so objects can't fall in, children can't fall in. It's a safety device.
Which relates to the whole discussion of radon infiltration into your home coming through the groundwater. Very common issue in West Western New York, and having a radon cover, which mm-hmm. is glued down on top, makes it hard to get to your pump because it's glued down, but it is effective at blocking the radon from coming up into the basement.
Yep, I do say that as well, and I know you have a whole talk about radon because I asked you once about it.
Yep. So, yep. 803-0930, pick up the phone and give us a call. Todd the Plumber's here in studio for the next half hour. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Governor Hochul is calling on Spectrum to give customers refunds as the dispute with Disney continues. Hochul says Spectrum customers are missing out on key sporting events on ESPN, including Monday's game between the Bills and Jets. Hochul today directed the Department of Public Service to hold Spectrum accountable and ensure the company delivers refunds for consumers in New York who have experienced disrupted service as a result of the dispute. ESPN and other Disney-owned cable networks have been off Spectrum since the two sides could not reach a deal on August 31st, the end of the distribution agreement. This does not affect Channel 7, which will also carry the Bills-Jets game Monday night. Members of the UAW practiced picketing in anticipation of a strike. The UAW's contracts with the Big Three automakers expire next week. As the nation prepares to remember the attack on America on 9/11, Habitat for Humanity is marking that day with Veteran Volunteer Day today. Christopher Caddy with Habitat for Humanity Buffalo, himself a veteran, says they'll be at locations in South Buffalo and Cheektowaga.
We're especially grateful to groups like the 107th Air Wing and Team Rubicon that come out pretty regularly and join us. And we also have just individual veteran service days throughout, about two a month. The M&T Veterans Employee Group comes out once a month. And we're trying to build these veterans groups up.
You can go to habitatbuffalo.org/events to sign up. If you are craving a sampling from East Aurora's restaurants, here's your chance. The Taste of East Aurora takes place with restaurants selling a variety of food and drinks ranging from $1 to $7. No tickets are needed. All transactions are cash. The event is along Main Street between Olean and Elm Riley Streets and runs until 5 o'clock. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. When we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there like Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City have offered you beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as a custom mirror solution. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300 or better than that, stop in to their wonderful showroom in Willitzer Park and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you to Twin City Glass.
They're going to have to call it September! With all the jackpots that'll be falling at Seneca Gaming in Irving and Salamanca this September, win your share of over $40,000 in hot seat drawings in the game rooms.
That's over $10,000 weekly in hot seat cash.
You'll be rocking and rolling at every Friday night bingo in September, playing for over $15,000 in cash, and someone at each location will win tickets to the January 16th Aerosmith Farewell Concert at Key Bank Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. It's all this September at Seneca Gaming in Irving and Salamanca.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
Back, joint, or neuropathy pain will affect your life when left untreated. Many are told there is little you can do. Age and arthritis are the cause, and to live with it. I'm Dr. Miliotto, owner of Western New York Pain Relief and Integrative Wellness Center. I have dedicated my life to providing the highest level of evidence-based medicine designed to eliminate the use of injections, pain medications, and unanswered requests for true help. If you continue to struggle with stenosis, sciatica, herniations, numbness, burning, tingling, weakness, heaviness, or balance issues, call 650-PAIN today and tour my clinic. I will take the time to dedicate to your individual needs and customize care to your goals. We are the founders of the most advanced nerve, joint, and balance care in the area, and I would be honored to help you. Don't be fooled by those who imitate our care, offer free treatments, or leave you with questions. Call today, reserve a seat at my seminar, consult with me one-on-one, and see the difference. The pain stops now. Call 650-PAIN today.
Hey folks, if you love the natural beauty and elegance of stacked stone, well, you're going to love Tando Stone, T-A-N-D-O Stone. Lenco Supplies offers gorgeous and affordable vinyl siding from Tando that's easy to install, and it looks like real stacked stone veneer, and the best part, it costs so much less. Easy for the DIYers and professional builders alike, and Lenco is ready with three amazing color options. Get Tando Stone veneer and much more while you shop at the new LencoSupplies.net. LencoSupplies.net. It's easier than ever to find and order exactly what you need for your project right from the comfort of your home or even from your job site. LencoSupplies.net. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hammer Time.
1036 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez and Todd Schmiegel, our plumber, in studio, taking your questions at 803-0930. Let's see, we're trying to figure out this this text. Our text board, by the way, if you ever wonder why we pause and hesitate, it's because it writes the text in backwards. So you have to scroll down and read up. Good morning. If they force people to go electric hot water, how would it make sense as we approach 2030 to get a gas tankless hot water heater if you need... the reasoning being that if lifespan is supposed to be quite a bit longer than the standard tank that we currently use. So first of all, I think from what I'm gathering about how things are trending for this whole transition to electricity is if you have existing gas, you're going to be able to keep it, and it's only in new construction that it's going to be 100% electric.
Okay, that's what I'm pretty sure, too. I don't know the newer codes about that.
Well, it's not all done, it's not a done deal yet. But right now the theory is that that's what the way it's going to trend.
Yeah, I mean, even if you get a tankless hot water heater, eventually it's going to fail and you'll probably have to go electric, but, you know, maybe we'll all be dead by then. I can't answer that.
Let's go on to Pendleton and chat with Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're next.
Yes, I have a sidewalk adjacent to my home, and there's dirt in between the sidewalk and the home, but the sidewalk is probably 3 to 4 inches higher than the dirt. So between my home and the sidewalk, I get water collecting.
Okay.
At the home, I put some plastic down to collect the water, hoping that, you know, some of it would evaporate. It wouldn't permeate down to the in the ground as much. I was wondering if the plumber has a strategy for, you know, digging a pit and putting a drain in to further away from the house, or should I cut the sidewalk so I can get the water to drain? Should I try to dig under the sidewalk?
Well, Paul, do you have conductor lines that go out to this town storm sewer now that pick up your conductors from your roof or sump pump? Do you have that installed now?
No.
All right. Okay. So that'd be a great solution. Your water's coming from somewhere. You know, natural groundwater is one thing. Off your roof onto the ground is another, you know, means where it's getting from. So I'm encouraging you to put a conductor in, or what's called a bubbler, which is a solid pipe that will drain to the town storm sewer. And you can pick up your conductors. And if that's still not enough, you can do some perforated pipe, which would pick up the yard water and then send it down that conductor to the storm sewer.
I think another important component here is the elevation of the concrete compared to the house and that dirt that you mentioned, or that dirt area. There should be continuous drainage from the house and away from it. So filling that in, if you can do that, I don't know whether there's concrete to put dirt against or whether it's siding that's low. I wouldn't put dirt against siding because that'll cause possible rotting of any interior wood framing. Although you could line that with an aluminum barrier first and kind of make it an L and then put the dirt up against that. That might be a way of adding more elevation against the house wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much, gentlemen.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the call. A texter writes, my question is, when the water drains to the one side, what a French drain with gravel going down several feet and maybe a foot or two wide be sufficient, or would that run the risk of freezing and thawing under the driveway? So, yeah, French drains are good, but they aren't deep.
Correct. That's a good point. You want to keep the water away from anything that can heave the driveway, sidewalk, or whatever. So I don't know how much property you have, but if you can get farther away from the house with that French drain, you'd be far better off.
Let's go to Amherst and chat with Don. Good morning, Don. You're next.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I've got a question about a water backup sump pump. I have one installed. I've had it for a number of years, maybe 8 or 10 years. When I was testing it recently, I poured some water into the pit. The water backup feature did not work. Rather than draining the water out of the pit, it added more water to the pit.
Interesting.
And I guess I'm just wondering, it seems to be a pretty simple operation, but is there some kind of a part that could be replaced in there or something that I can do to get that thing working again?
Well, let's talk about the proper installation of any backup sump pump. Even if you had two electric pumps in one pit, or a water-powered sump pump, or even the old-style battery sump pumps, you need two separate discharges, hands down, no question. Mm-hmm. So if you have two pumps that are going into one discharge, it's not doing you any good.
Because you might lose the suction on the siphon pump.
Yeah, or if there's a check valve on your normal pump and you're discharging from the water-powered pump, you think it's going outside, it's coming right back in the pit.
Yeah.
Not only aren't you getting rid of the water, but you're adding to it. So
do you know, Don, do you have two discharge lines or one?
There are, yeah, there are two coming from the pump. You know, they go up to the ceiling in the basement, and then they're connected by a Y to one pipe.
Yeah,
that's a problem right there.
Yeah, if they converge, that's the problem.
Yeah, improper installation. So get both those discharged out separately. Now, what the code calls for is they have both of them separately, obviously, but being in Amherst, your primary sump pump should discharge into a conductor. You have to have a conductor in the town of Amherst. And your secondary sump pump, your water-powered sump pump, should go to a splash block. And the reason for that, you're going to want to know when your water-powered sump pump is activated. You're going to see the disturbance in your flower bed or the lawn or whatever. This way, it'll let you know on a normal day that if your backup pump is running, your normal one failed. Yeah. Did the breaker trip or whatever.
So I can always tell when my water siphon is running because it sounds like a hammer hit the house when it turns
loud,
off.
Yeah. Well, this was installed by, we had our basement waterproofed a number of years ago, and it was installed by the company that did the waterproofing, a local, well-known waterproofing company. Yeah.
You know, this falls into the category of where I put, when a furnace is replaced, and they take the venting of the furnace out of the chimney, but they leave the hot water venting in the chimney, and now we have a problem with condensation in the chimney. This falls in that same category. You know, it's a replacement, but it's not a thorough replacement. It's sort of all the pieces that go with it.
Correct, yeah. And so let's start off, you know, with your problem. Get two discharges going out. Do it yourself. Call a plumber. Do whatever. Get two discharges out. And then maintaining your backup water pump, they indicate that you should manually turn it on every now and then like you were doing. If it's not coming
in. That's what I tried, yeah. And it did work when it was installed. I mean, I know I tried it a few times after it was installed.
But it works on the principle of a siphon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, imagine when you suck a hose, right?
Right.
You know, it's that sucking action that's causing the draw of the water this is a, it's a constant suction on the water pump, and when you have that other pump line tying into it, it may be losing the suction, and this mm-hmm. is probably what's causing it to not work.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'll have to check into that. Thanks,
all right. Good
guys.
Luck, Don. Thanks for the call.
Okay,
good question.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care.
You know, this is definitely installer. Installer error, right?
I see it all too often because sometimes it's a quick installation or a quick money grab from a customer. Do it the right way, just like you do in your business, Dom. Do the job the right way the first time. People are going to call you back every time since then. And
the worst call that we get, Todd, and you'll appreciate this because sometimes you're involved with that, is it wasn't done right, and now we're called in to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and of course they have their tail between their legs, and they said, you know, I should have called you in the first place. Hello? Yes. 803-0930. Good morning. It's Dominic Ortiz with our plumber, Todd Schmiegel. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Well, I hate to be the first to remind you, but yeah, pretty soon, maybe within as soon as 2 weeks, your furnace is going to turn on. Oh, you remember that smell? The smell when your furnace kicks on for the first time? The smell, the dust, the dead skins, the bacteria, mold, all burning off your heat exchanger. Well, it's collected there all summer long. That same stuff that's on your heat exchanger is collecting inside your ductwork. And if you haven't had it cleaned out within the last 3 to 6 years, it's time for you to pick up the phone right now and make the call. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. You know, that's so funny because I had a caller that listened to your show from before, and he said, I've got an odor coming from my one vent. And I go, well, you know, after doing 58,000 homes in the past 30 years, we have found that there's a dead critter in one in every 10 homes, believe it or not. Mouse, our most common, bird, squirrel. You name it, and getting back, you know, I like Todd's comment on the mafia. Yeah, where are we hiding the dead bodies?
There you go.
In your ductwork, for sure.
There you go. 683-3000 in the 716. We've got the medical-grade air purifiers. We've got the high-capacity April air dehumidifiers that really work. I can testify to that at home, along with the medical-grade air purifier. We've got both. And Peter has great prices just for you. Today, what are they?
Okay, so first of all, we are headlong into the duct cleaning season, so you don't want to wait too much longer because we're about 2 weeks out. Oh, and by the way, we do have, so with this gentleman, even though he's booked almost 10 days out, which was an emergency spot, I said, you know, as soon as somebody, we can get you in there. So if you have, you know, a lot of people forget if they have loved ones coming home from Roswell or whatever, that. So we have that ability to put you on a priority move-up list. But anyway, so first of all, you mentioned the high-capacity dehumidifiers, which are flying off the shelf these days by April Air. And those are 300 off the medical-grade air purifier whole house unit that attaches right into your furnace and duct system is 500 off. The portables are just amazing deals. You got to call me to get those. And let's see, duct cleaning. We will still do $150 off, but you got to call today.
Wow, these are great discounts, and only you can get them, and only today. 716-683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
Casino Niagara has the hottest promotions in September. Instant Win Mondays from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., a chance to win up to $250 Momentum Dollars. Tuesdays, 11:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., a free play-and-go slot tournament, and a chance to win $500 in free play. Friday Night Frenzy, a free slot tournament from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., with a chance to win $100 in free play. Visit CasinoNiagara.com for details. Must be 19 or older, no purchase necessary. Play smart. Casino Niagara, we're just playing more fun.
Hey, David Belvey here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high-quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Listen up, New York. The Powerball jackpot is over $500 million, and you can now order official New York Lottery tickets right from your phone with jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and order official Powerball, Mega Millions, and New York Lotto tickets with jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get notified when you win. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first order.
I love the lottery, and jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can order all your tickets easily from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can order tickets from my phone for Powerball, New York Lotto, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to jackpot.com and order lottery tickets from your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first order. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Residents of New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Let's be honest. Sometimes that big project you wanted to tackle over a weekend takes longer. If you rented a dumpster, that might be a problem, unless you got your dumpster from Craigco. At Craigco, they're always generous with their rental periods and with the tonnage you're allowed to toss in. Not sure what size dumpster you need? No problem. Craigco has a variety of sizes and will help you pick which one is best for your needs. Get your dumpster in the next 24 hours by calling Craigco at 791-4055. When it's gotta go, call Craigco.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Hey, Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF, 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment right online. Ava also offers 0% financing. Yeah, Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. 1052 is Hammer Time. Ted Schmeagle, our plumber, is our guest. 803-0930. That's the number for you to call as we travel next to NT and talk to Paul. Good morning, Paul. We're at your house.
Hello, guys. Enjoying the program.
Thank you.
I have an insulation question for you, Dom.
Sure.
I have a brick Cape Cod that was built in 1950. It has a new roof with ridge vents.
Okay.
The attic was finished at some point with drywall, making two small bedrooms with low ceilings.
Okay.
It's about 15 degrees hotter up there in the summer and 15 degrees colder in the winter.
Sure.
I use window AC and space heaters. One contractor offered to insulate it, but has to put holes or something, I forget what he said, at the ends of the roof for ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
And the other contractor wouldn't even do it. He said the roof won't properly be ventilated.
Right,
and
right.
The shingles will start to curl.
You're a candidate for spray foam. Mm-hmm. Spray foam is an inert insulation. It needs no ventilation.
Okay.
It may be in a retrofit scenario, a little bit more difficult to do. It might require removing some drywall, but it, ideally with angled roof sections that you're insulating, it is the best. Hands mm-hmm. down, it's the best way. Because without having the air cavity to flow above regular insulation, you're going to get this degradation of the insulation, or you're putting in too thin an insulation, and therefore it's not performing at the level that it needs to, especially against the roof line when you're combating extreme temperatures, both hot in the summer and cold in the winter. So spray foam, inert, it doesn't need to ventilate, is the answer for the angled sections for sure.
Okay. He mentions a combination, like a bat maybe on the floor.
Yeah.
And you
can do combo. You can do combo. So knee walls can be fiberglass. The angle would be spray foam, and the flat section above could be fiberglass as well, or cellulose. Cellulose is the paper insulation, which is actually more effective per inch than fiberglass, but it's a little bit messier to work with. So, yeah, that would be one way to do it, is to combo.
So the holes that he was talking about at the end, putting, you know, digging into the roof, it's a brand new roof, you know. Does he have to go to the ends of each corner to do that? Or,
well, there's got to be access, right? Cavity access to all of the wells, all the bays, all the rafter bays or ceiling joist bays. So we have to get into each and every one of those bays. And it could be done from inside. That would mean cutting through or taking down drywall. So I don't quite understand why they would have to take open from the exterior. That'd be a good question to ask, is can this be done from the interior?
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, good question. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Let's travel to Lewiston now and chat with Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're next.
Hi. I have a plumbing question.
Sure.
I thought it used to be a 2-inch drain on a shower, and now I hear it's only 1.5 inch.
That's correct. For years and years and years, 2-inch pipe was a standard, and they changed the state code, international code, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago to make it 1.5 inches. But here's the criteria for that. If you have a single shower head or with just like,
yes,
that's it, then you're fine with 1.5-inch drain. There's nothing wrong with it. I still prefer 2 inches. A licensed plumber for many, many years. Maybe I'm old school, but I prefer 2 inches.
Me too.
So, but 1.5 inches is fine for that. But if you have multiple body sprays, shower heads, rain heads, all that kind of good stuff, then you're going to want a 2-inch. And there is criteria set up in the plumbing code to determine gallons per minute and what size of drainage you have. Sometimes you can even do 3-inch, believe it or not, when it comes to some
really
crazy showers. Yeah, they have all the bells and whistles.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you, Dave. 2 inches is the size that I always put in.
All right.
Yeah, it seems less likely to clog up that way, too.
Correct. Yep.
What precipitated that change in the code, do you think?
Probably retrofits. You know, you come to a house right now that has an issue to have a drain for a bathtub, and hey, let's stick a shower in there, and all of a sudden now you got to change, you know, 10 feet of plumbing that was 1.5 to 2 inch just to handle a shower base. So that's probably the only time I would consider running 1.5-inch drain or trap for a shower. Don't forget, with the bathtub, you have a well. You know, you have a 14-inch deep bathtub or something that can fill up with water to drain out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about the water flow.
Let's go to Cheektowaga and chat with Ken. Good morning, Ken. You're next.
Morning. Interesting show, and thank you.
Thank you.
So I have the vents that go up out of your plumbing into the attic and out your roof. But one of my vents, they tied it in together with another vent, and so there's a horizontal pipe in the attic. And that horizontal pipe, in the wintertime, creates condensation on the outside of the pipe.
Really?
And it drips through my drywall.
Oh, wow.
And I was just wondering, what do you think the best way to handle that?
That might be an insulation question, Dom. I mean, you have too much heat loss in the attic?
Well, first of all, what's causing the line to be heated to the point that it would condense? What is this connected to? Is it connected to all the plumbing in the house?
It's connected to the downstairs bathroom. I know that.
So it might be just from the heat escaping through the line. So yeah, Todd may be onto something here. If we wrap that line with pipe wrap.
But I'm thinking, isn't there too much heat loss from the house to, you know?
That would be the heat emanating out of the pipe.
Yeah, okay.
The heat emanating out of the pipe would cause this condensation.
Yeah.
And it's severe enough where you're getting leakage from it, which is, I guess, another thing that needs to be checked is whether there might not be a roof leak.
Correct. Or even the pipe leaking itself.
Yeah,
exactly. The vents carry water, obviously air, but they also carry condensate. You're going to get incidental rainwater coming through a vent, but you're also going to get condensate inside the pipe.
True.
And is that pipe intact? Is it leaking? Is there a bad solder joint, glue joint?
I made sure that everything is glued in and tight. So what it is the, like you say, the heat that's coming up the pipe, when it hits the cold air, it creates condensate on the outside of the pipe, and then that drips on the drywall.
Yeah, a little extreme for that to be the case, but I would try an experiment and simply wrap that with insulation and see what change it has to that problem.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I still think there's a leak somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Todd, it's always a pleasure. Any closing words that you want to share with the audience?
Well, geez, you put me on the spot here, Dom. I don't know.
Tell everybody where you're going right now.
Well, thanks. I'm going to the Tesla Owner Club, and my wife calls it the Nerd Convention. I am a proud owner of a Tesla. I like driving electric vehicles around, and they have it down on Furman Boulevard.
And you're not worried about lithium ion fire?
Nah, Dom is, but I'm not. No, so every kind of vehicle can have an issue of gas or whatever, but I enjoy driving an electric vehicle.
And you drive this thing to Florida?
Yeah, absolutely. Tesla has a whole network of superchargers. There's never an issue with filling up your gas tank, if you will.
You say that there's a kind of a little social club that's come from you stopping all along the
Pretty
way.
Pretty much. It's a whole different environment. Rather than going to a gas station for, 5-6 minutes to fill up your gas tank, you might stop at a charging station for 15 or 20 minutes, grab a coffee, talk to some people, and...
And you're adding 2 hours to your drive to Florida.
That's a terrible thing. we might have to stop at a brewery.
Well, thank you, Tato.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dom.
Always a pleasure. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember... Life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.